What you do? Did you graduate from school? There's some rumors now that you take flight. You looking good, see you back on the market. When you pass, everybody looks twice. It's all love, and I know you grown up, but damn, will you pick up that mic? I did now, so thanks for asking. Was in a dark place, and I lost my passion. Embarked on a journey where the music didn't concern me. I didn't care about nothing, I don't know what happened. Feeling under pressure, confidence was lacking. And it's probably because my ex lost all attraction. And damn, that's a tough pill to swallow. Only thing I could do is drown in my sorrow. Nah, fuck that shit, I can never trust that shit. Y'all be on that old dumbass shit. Middle finger up, I be twerking in the club with my day ones. And you know they love that shit. Yeah, we look good, never answer the bad bitch. People wanna see you fail, wanna see you get ratchet. People making their assumptions, think I'm living the lavish. I ain't did nothing yet, I'm just getting established. But luckily, if I grind in due time, I can live a life of luxury. Light one for me, I don't even smoke and don't know how to roll, but they show a lot of love to me. I'm getting looks from your main, no, this pimping ain't a thing. Don't be mad cause they give a lot of hugs to me. Can't get enough for me, huh? And I don't know what it really is, but I look out for my people when they feel the kids.
You know what, I've been doing a lot of things since I've been gone. I graduated school, was looking for a job. You know, now I'm a flight attendant, so I'm always taking flights. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's not to be cocky. I thank God every single day, but I have some things that I had to take care of. But you know what? It's time to get back to business, all right?
And it sucks because I see you mad. I'm versatile with a dose of the Libra swag. And I ain't perfect, but I'm worth it more than what is on the surface. Personality is jazz like Aaliyah had. But some days couldn't. Barely on my... I was on my own, couldn't. Now I'm on a... They hit up my phone, wanna peek, but I be a tease. I stay all alone, but I smile on them. Then I wild on them, then I'm out on them. I'm just a youngin' trying to live a life. And I can't promise you tomorrow because I fly tonight. So just be happy in this moment and do what I like. And I reciprocate it too as long as you're my type. A shout out to the Vino and Mac Town to the 813, yo. But listen, JA holds me down. I'm a rep to the end. Without them, no me, yo. Can't forget Blog Talking 09. All them grown folks showing me love. Computer lady, Goofy Bone said he J smells so good. Then we had so much fun. Fast 4 years later, probably in 011 button pusher and Andrew Woods. Heavy hitters, and they always going hard for a sister. So thank you, man. It's all good. Red shades, bitch.
Yeah. Welcome to Life That Does Live. I know y'all were feeling that. Man, we had to drop that exclusive track, man. Exclusive track. New Red Shades track, you know, that Surface. Shout out to her giving it to me, saying, hey, I want you to rock it first. You definitely could not turn down doing that. And I appreciate the love, Red Shades, for, you know, also in the song. You know, you gave me a shout out, man. And it's a great feeling, you know, supporting people and them supporting you back. So definitely appreciate it. All right, so today is the season finale of Life After Dusk Live. I know. Don't cry, people. Don't cry. It's going to be all right. Because we're not, it's not that we're not going to have any more shows. We just won't be back live until after the New Year break. So, you know, we do this every year for the past couple of years now. We take a brief hiatus during the holiday break, and then we come back strong and start a brand new season. So definitely cannot wait, man. I know a lot of y'all, you know, listen to the show very heavily and share it with your friends. Some of y'all have listened in your classes, getting in trouble listening to the show while you're in class. That's some love right there. You take the time to show love like that, man. But, yes, today's show, I'm so excited about my special guest co-host who will be checking in, and that's the beautiful, talented actress and singer known as Andrea Lewis. She has been on the show before. It was definitely a pleasure having her come back again and just rock it with me. We will be topping it up about her recent role in BET original movie, Very Larry Christmas, and she's actually been shooting for that this week as well. And the past weeks, her second season of Black Actress, which is a very great web series that kind of makes fun of some of the cliches that happen to black actresses in the everyday media. So definitely, man, show some love or follow them. They got some very heavy hitters involved in the Issa Rae. You got Tatiana Ali involved. A lot of these people behind the scenes just making it happen. Go support a show that's positive. And, you know, it's funny, too, man. It definitely cracks you up because you'll start thinking, like, it is how some of the people be portraying themselves. So definitely go check it out. All right, so some of the stuff we'll be talking about as well during today's show will be on Monday, we talked about New Year, New Me. We'll be talking about that a little bit more with Andrea. And we're going to talk about what you don't want for Christmas. Yes, people, as you have roughly 9 days, let's see, about 9 days. No. Eight days until Christmas. So you got to tell people right now what the heck you don't want. And we're going to talk about some of this stuff in not only what you don't want as far as, you know, just gifts or whatnot, but who you don't want to come around and all that. That's something. So we're going to go in on, talk about some of the traditions that happen every year with you and all that. So y'all don't want to miss it, man. Definitely get ready for another great season finale to kick off, man. Cannot wait. Angela Lewis be on in a bit. Before we do that, we got some music by her. Y'all know how I love to play the heck out of her music, and we're definitely not going to stop doing that. But you got good music, how can you not get it played? It's as simple as that. All right, we'll be back. This is Andrea Lewis for a track. Oh, which one I want to go with first? She is my favorite out of all of them.
I always knew that you and I were meant to be. live. The why we over here talking about kids. Why you gotta toothbrush where I live? Why am I the one chilling with your friends? You just gotta see it, baby. Ain't no ifs, or buts, or maybes. What I feel for you is crazy. I'll wait, she don't faze me.
She don't love you like I love you. Don't love you like
get stuck in my head. I'm like, man, this needs to be on like regular radio. It is positive, yet it's still catchy, simple hook to get you be able to sing along and figure it out really quick, but you don't feel stupid after you sing it. So definitely I feel like, what the heck, why is this not on the radio like heavy? And I'm not just saying that because she's come on the show. Y'all know how I do it. I'm going to tell you if your music sucks or not. You pretty much tell your music sucks because I won't even dare even try to play it again. That's when you know your music sucks. All right, so we're going to take a quick of time for some station identification. And, hey, let's do that right now.
I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Ceti J.
Yeah, all right. So, yes, my God, so I had this Chinese food today, Lord. Yes. Like, y'all ate Panda Express lately. Like, Panda Express got all uppity, man. They got these new containers. Like, they doing the most. Like, okay, y'all trying to, I mean, it's still Panda Express. Y'all can dress it up like that, but it ain't, like, how y'all make it seem like it is. So, yeah, I'm like, y'all just doing too much. These little special compartments. And it's, look, it's just a real fancy tray they made now for the food. But it makes sense because they food high as heck, man. It's ridiculous. And top of that, what I want, you want to know what I want for the holidays? I want Dallas Cowboys to go to the playoffs. Simple as that. But to the go, you know, we've been having to take so much crap from so many people every freaking year about how we not go to the playoffs and how we suck, how our record sucks and all that. I just wanted, oh, just let us go and let us win some games. Come on, we got to win these games. Cowboys cannot lose. And for all the people that's out there listening that are Cowboy haters, get over it. I know that y'all don't like the fact they call America's team, so that's why y'all always hate them. Like, I mean, seriously, like, y'all pay attention, like, every team. It's like everybody who has a team, everyone who's a fan of the other 31 teams hates the Cowboys so bad. Like, it's ridiculous. It's just the bitter hatred. But, you know, and everybody else wants to come say it's the Patriots. You know, the Patriots are so much hated and this, that, and the other. But, nah, they have, you know, they just joined the party getting hated on. We've been getting hated on for years upon years, as you see. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, hopefully, eventually, man, people get together and cut this crap the heck out. So, I mean, in news, I know I have not been running in news this past couple weeks. It's been so chaotic. But some of the news stories, I find this one very interesting as far as freedom of speech and whatnot and just how everything just transpires. So apparently, off the movie The Interview has been canceled due to the Sony leaks of emails and whatnot, and the hacker, you know, the threats from the hackers has caused this to cause different theater chains to no longer want to show it in their movie theaters. And I'm just sitting back and tripping like, what the heck really happened? Like, wow, I mean, seriously. You don't want this movie to get out because of a fictional thing that happens about because of course it involves a North Korean dictator, getting assassinated and whatnot is what's all surrounding around. And you know, y'all don't want this to be the movie theater, but every time we turn our heads, there's always stuff, you know, in real life, we get to always see footage of somebody else and try to assassinate the president. Like, y'all need to stop that first. Y'all want to stop a movie from coming out, which I can't stop a real life theme happening. Like, please get on with it. All right, so let me check my phone line. I think that's my very, very special guest in the building. If I'm not mistaken, my psychic powers say that's Andrea Lewis. Am I right?
Hi.
Hey. Welcome back. I'm glad to have you back by again. You were my woman crush Wednesday today.
Woo. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, I know people was like, who is that? No, they were being nosy. That's what I want to do, be nosy.
Yeah.
So yes, oh man, it's been a hot minute. How's everything been? You know, I see you season two, a black actress. You got Barry Larry Christmas. You've been doing a whole lot of things.
Yeah. You know, it feels like that at least. Yeah, the Christmas movie that I did, A Very Late Christmas, just came out, which is great because it's the holidays. And, you know, I think everybody wants to be able to be at least a part of one holiday movie as an actor. So I was really excited for that. And then I just shot, not the full season, but a part of my season for season two of Black Actors, my web series. So I was really excited to do that. And so it's just been super hectic, just a hectic time. And a really good way for me, at least, to kind of end my 2014, because 2014 just went by so fast that, you know, I was glad that now it just seems like I've started my 2015 early.
I'm going to give you a live clap for myself because I've been talking about that all week long. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone always says, the new year, new me. In 2015, I'm gonna be old, man. You know all that. They start all that stuff, but I don't like when people do this. They wait till January 1st to try to do something instead of trying to work towards doing it now.
Yeah, you technically have to start early. Like I think people don't really realize that. I mean, for me, it's like by the time December hits, I feel like we're in the next year. Like I'm just kind of ready. And so it doesn't make much sense to me to kind of be like, oh, I'm starting Monday of this day. You know, it's like, yeah, whatever it is that you're thinking about, more than likely you should have been thinking about it, you know, I don't know, by October or sometime, like just way in the year. And then you should probably be starting now. Like this is the time. This is the roundup. Like if your goal is weight loss or working out or something like that, like don't wait until January. Start right now. That way over the holiday – you probably will be thinking a little more about the food that you're putting in your body and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You're getting yourself a bit of a head start. It's tough for a lot of people, but I think that's the only way to kind of like keep your New Year's resolutions or to keep your goals, rather. I don't think you should call them New Year's resolutions, but goals. That's important.
Yeah, that's what I've been talking, you know, definitely saying like for me – Like last year, matter of fact, I didn't even make any resolutions. You know, I always make goals, period. I don't just wait for New Year's. I make goals. And it's like things I wanted to do subconsciously actually happened because I just woke up one day and said, hey, we're going to get this done. And, I mean, like my eating habits have changed drastically. And I've been doing that for almost all the whole entire year, so I'm glad.
Yeah, yeah, I was just saying just now, I'm trying to work on, for 2015 at least, that my new goal for eating is that I can eat healthy even when I'm eating out, because I think that's really hard. It's easy to do it in your own environment, but it's really tough, or at least for me, because it's like I love food and I love going to good restaurants and stuff like that. So it's like, if, you know, if there's mac and cheese on a menu, it's hard for me to resist. But I would like to be able to be the type of person
God,
I can.
Oh, my God, mac and cheese. I'm a mac and cheese connoisseur, man. I would tell you, mac and cheese sucked at that.
That's funny.
Yes, I just had some mac and cheese earlier today. God, now I'm thinking about it. Oh, my God. It's like, now it's like the little macaronis are in my head dancing around to the sugar pump thing. I hear that in my head while they're dancing. But, yeah, so tell us, so whoever hasn't seen the movie yet, which I don't know how you have it, but, hey, let them know about what's A Very Larry Christmas all about.
Well, it is really a holiday movie kind of about forgiveness and second chances and not being so hard on yourself. That's kind of the real message of it. It has a really awesome cast, D. Ray Davis and Tatiana Ali, Loretta Devine, Charles S. Dutton, myself. It's original, or it's BT's first original holiday movie. And it's also probably one of the first movies I've ever seen, at least, that sort of, like, you know, has, I guess, a Black Santa without it being in a really corny way. And also touches on, like, it's very diverse, like the Mr. and Mrs. Claus is an interracial couple. And it just has a really cute new age theme going on in it. It's like Santa's, you know, a verified Twitter person, and he's like on social media and all of these like elements that are very much 2014 as opposed to kind of the traditional story that we're accustomed to watching. So it's a very cute movie. It's super fun and it's very enjoyable, especially for this holiday season. And that's pretty much the gist of it. I don't want to ruin it too much for people because I think you should just go and watch it. But, yeah, luckily, BET, they replay everything. So even though it came out last Tuesday, it'll be on again and again.
Yes, you know, they will play stuff over and over. Some stuff I don't want to see over and over, but,
yeah. But, hey, you get all new joints, right?
Hey, y'all know how I am on here. I'm going to say what I say. but, yes. I honestly think that BET is making some great ground way to make some great things happen, man, within this coming year, because the programming, oh my God, their programming is so much better now.
Yeah, they're definitely changing things up a bit, and you could see that they're really trying and really going for just what, you know, Black people want to see now, not just being stuck in their ways. And I think that's the best thing for them to do. And also any network, right? Like, you kind of have to change with the times and go with what people want to see. And I think that's why, as well, just overall on TV, you're seeing a lot more diversity, a lot more unique stories, and people are trying to keep up with the kind of things that are on the internet. And they have no choice, right? So it's good to see, especially a network like BET, which is kind of in many ways leading the way. For Black people, we look to it to, you know, be a good example. It's good to see them doing new things with their programming.
Exactly. Like, as a Black person, you know, it's great to see, you know, a channel that says, hey, we're gonna revamp everything that you ever thought and say, okay, we're going to go back to some of the things we used to, because they kind of are going back to some of their old ways of, you know, very diverse programming and stuff that actually captivated your mind. And I'm like, God, every time, like, they blow my mind now. Now, okay, for those who haven't seen Black Actress, tell them a little bit synopsis of what happened in season one and what they can expect in season two coming up.
Okay, so it is the show overall is following the story of a Black actress as she pursues a very unconventional career in acting. It's overall relatable, though, to anybody that's pursuing an unconventional career in the sense of something in the arts. You don't necessarily have to be a Black actress to watch it. And I think that's just what the beauty is of the show. And I'm always really proud whenever somebody says that to me, like, oh, I'm not a Black actor, but I can appreciate this element of it and all of that kind of stuff. So, but the basics of it is following a character named Corey Bailey as she pursues her career in New York City. And just the ups and downs that you go through as someone who is pursuing something in the arts. There's a lot of rejection, a lot of self-doubt, just, you know, a lot of shenanigans at the exact same time in terms of the type of people that you are meeting. So you have, you know, just really no choice but to find yourself within these journeys a lot of the times. And to find that confidence and all that kind of thing. So the first season was really about just showing the basics of what it's like to be an actor, especially for people that might not know anything about actors, which I meet a lot of people that don't know anything about the entertainment industry and especially don't know what actors have to deal with on a regular basis. So now that we've kind of covered that ground, the second season is just really focusing on the character herself and what her internal struggle is. And I think all artists, entrepreneurs, we all go through a time where, you know, you have to get out of your own way. And that's just what the character is really dealing with throughout this entire season, in terms of the people that she meets, her thought process when it comes to auditions and how to turn her career into something that she wants. Because it's one thing to really love acting, but it's a business at the end of the day if you're trying to be successful. It's not just about, oh, I just want to act. There's also a business involved, and that's sometimes the struggle for people is the business itself is not exactly very nice. But, you know, if you really love this art form, you're going to have to kind of go with it in some ways. Otherwise, it will just, you know, it will stop you.
Somebody needs to hear that because I've been telling – you know, I actually been telling them, models is like you said, it can transpire to anyone in it, any part of the industry. And I've been telling them, models that this isn't easy. And then if you want to be easy, you might as well go ahead and stop right now because the further you get into it, it's not going to get any easier.
Yes, you just, completely.
You're going to go, because you're going to change and your expectations will continue to heighten. So you're going to have just to fight around people who want to go way below your expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to, I mean, you know, you just have to go with it and expect that there's going to be challenges. I think a lot of people want things to be really easy, and that's just not how life works, right? And anything that, it's cliche, but anything that comes too easy is something that you don't always want at the end of the day. So appreciate the work. Appreciate that that, you know, it helps you, it grows you, it does all of these positive things for you, even if there are challenges. This is just what I'm learning, especially with dealing with Black actress in terms of just being a producer and a writer of the show. There's just a lot more challenges in putting it together that is different from my normal career as just an actress. And honestly, I don't, as much as sometimes they can be very stressful, the exact same time, I appreciate them because I learned so much and I'm constantly learning as to just how to grow as a better producer and writer.
Most definitely. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to go to another one of your songs. We played She earlier. People know, man, like, I really love your music. They're like, hey, how many times have I heard that song, man? So, yes, we're going to go ahead and play Robot now, and then we come back. We're gonna play a little game. So I hope you're ready for this game, because it's a little holiday cheer built into this game. So be ready. It's gonna be hilarious.
Thank you.
Your touch is gone. You don't look at me the same. Who's to blame?
spark the change in your heart. A human touch. You don't seem to care no more. Care no more. Care no more.
I feel lost when I'm around you. You don't talk to me.
What is your favorite holiday movie of all time?
It is a movie called The Holiday, not to be confused with Queen Latifah's last holiday, but a movie called The Holiday, and it has Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz and Jude Law, and I watch it all the time, especially because it comes on a million times during the holiday season, and it's just about vacation homes and these people that are all living in different parts of the world, in America and in the UK, and they are kind of not having a very good year overall, and they're looking for love and all this type of stuff. So they swap homes. They go to each other's countries, their lands, and then they swap homes and they meet love. And it's a really cute movie. It's the same creators of like the Bridget Jones Diaries, of Love Actually, and anybody that knows these movies, like they're super fun, and there's just really nothing not to like. This is probably my favorite Christmas movie, though. I watch this book religiously during the holidays.
So Sokka has that Jerry Maguire feeling, like, you had me at hello.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yes, that was pretty good. I know. All right. What is your favorite Christmas song? And hold on, there's a catch to this. You can't just tell me what it is. You have to sing it.
Oh wow. Okay. my favorite one is. Let me think. There's so many good ones. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost zipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows. That's probably my favorite one.
Y'all saw right there that was a little trick to get the scene. Yes, Lord. I was over here on Facebook like, I was blowing Facebook up that much, like, hey, y'all. So, okay. That was pretty nice. I thought it was ready. It was ready. All right, so what are you looking forward to see under the tree that you really, 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 really wanted all year long? If you can have it, you know, sometimes you might not get what you want, but if you had like one wish to get it, it'd be great.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, tickets for a vacation. Honestly, during the holiday season, I'm not too big on presents or gifts. Like, you know, I love to give gifts, but I love just more dinners and get-togethers and different stuff like that. That makes me happier during the holidays because,
yes.
Like, you know, you could go shopping all year. You could just get things all year and all that kind of stuff. But it's just that one time of year that's really designated for everybody to get together with the people that you love, whether they be your friends or your family. And so that's what I love most about Christmas, and that's what I look forward to the most.
I 10 times agree. It's like, I don't understand why they make people work on Thanksgiving. Still trying to wrap my fingers around that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is the time of year where you want to spend time with your family and friends that you don't really get to do all year long, like you were saying. And the dinners, oh my God, the dinners.
Yeah.
That's y'all see what she's doing. She's been talking, that's a second time she talked about food today.
Talking about food, I know. I'm just trying to like distract you.
She must be hungry or something. Okay. Here we go. Another one. Okay. What is the worst thing that has ever happened around Christmas for you?
That's a good question. I got to think about that. I haven't had very many negative or bad things that happened to me, luckily, at Christmas time. I can't think of anything that would really say, like, this is definitely... Because I make the best of my Christmas. Oh, my gosh, the pressure's on. I don't have anything else to find, but I have a really great holiday most times.
No, I mean, I know, because while you were thinking, I was really sitting over here thinking myself, like, wait, Wait a moment, let me think.
What's the worst thing that happened to you?
I won't say it was bad, but it was. I won't say that it was horrible, but it was just bad, like bad on my part. Like I was little. The way my little sister found out that there was no Santa Claus, that was the most embarrassing thing ever.
You told them?
What happened was one day we were just bored at home, and we decided to go rummage in these random cabinets we've never looked in before because we were just that bored. Mm-hmm. And then in these cabinets, we happened to see presents. And so on Christmas Day, my little sister says, after we open all the gifts and just get on the get name tags, they say Santa or whatever. And so after we open up all those gifts, my little sister says, hey, where are the gifts that were in the cabinet? Oh, man. That was so my mom at that point had to explain. It's like, oh, no.
Oh, no. And how old were you when that happened?
Oh, man. How old was I? That's a good question. That's a really good question. I want to say 10. I want to be 10 or 9.
That's a bad time to discover that Santa's not real. That's a bad time.
Because me and my brother were already told that Santa wasn't real, but my sister wasn't. No, my sister found that out at that time, so that was interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, but he is real because, I actually have a nice little Santa Claus outfit I'm going to wear this year. Again, last year we went crazy. All right, so my last question for this game is, if you could pick the perfect place in the world, dream spot to celebrate Christmas, where would it be and why?
Honestly, I like to spend Christmas on the beach. So anywhere that is really, really warm. I love to be on vacation during Christmas. That's the best holiday for me, is just to be at a resort. So anywhere that's warm. I mean, last year I was in Jamaica. I really wouldn't mind going to, my places this year, 2015, that I really want a vacation to is Greece. Or Malaysia, I'd like to go to those places. So it would be pretty cool if I was on a beach in any of those places for Christmas.
Y'all heard it, man. Go ahead. Go ahead and get those checkbooks out. Well, Andrew, before we go, again, let them know, how they can stay up with Black Actress coming up with the second season. And how they can follow you.
Yeah, well, the new season of Black Actress is going to be coming out in 2015. Whoop, whoop. And you can see it on YouTube. YouTube.com/IssaRae is where the first season is going to be. And the second season will be there, too. And also, you could go to my website, MissAndreaLewis.com. Miss is an MissAndreaLewis. And you'll have my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram. Everything is all there, plus literally everything I'm doing. So I always say that's the best place to go to follow me, and it's the most central.
Yes, and one thing I got to add, too, I love the fan page. The fan page I have for Black Actress, every day, man, y'all got something that just keep us entertained, some we may have not known, or just honoring different Black actresses around the world, doing some stuff that's tremendous for our community.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad. I really wanted it to be like that. So good. Thank you.
My pleasure. Again, everybody, that was the beautiful Andrea Lewis. And, man, we're going to go into another one of her songs. And then we'll be back, man, as this is the season finale of the show. Don't cry, everybody.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Okay, so here we go. This last track by her that we're going to play is another hot one. This is Raindrops. which is ironic because it's raining over here in Texas. Why, Lord, why?
The raindrops fall on my window pane, 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 pane. The raindrops have set the tone for the day. I've read my mind or heard your message about you telling me I should stay away. Take it all away, 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 away. Your words so hurtful because of you. I've become doubtful that this hurt will ever truly go away.
Away, away, away.
And the standard's been set by you. I've never felt this way before. You tell me, can you hear it? Tell me, can you hear it on my window?
Saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I CC around town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island. Peninsula, maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap. No looking back, spaceship. Don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad tonight. So delight from the sun. With not vermin on my bum when I shoot the moon. I jump the room like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it.
Yes, we got about 9 more minutes left this season. Just 9 more minutes. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. It's been strong. Oh, my God, man. It's been crazy. I cannot believe we have done the show for this long. It's just a beautiful thing. All the support that everyone has been showing for all these years, man, I appreciate it. And we're definitely glad to bring you another great year coming up. And like Andrew was saying, man, you have to start now. Don't wait till January 1st or the first week of January or wherever to do what you want to do. Start now, because I'm telling you, get a head start. You'll be able to hit the ground running even harder when it comes to January. So definitely do it. And the magic number, you know, to make something become a habit is 22. It usually takes about 22 days for something to become a habit. Once you have done it for that long and being consistent, it usually gets kind of embedded in your brain and you just kind of just do it and you're like, hey. Like one of the things I did for this year, I just woke up one day and said, hey, I'm not going to eat this kind of food anymore. And I didn't. I turned back and just didn't do it. And my health has definitely improved because of it. And thank you, God, for just letting me know there's some magical way to say, hey, here's an idea. It's something that you really are passionate about. Let's do it. So that's what you have to do, people. Like, when you go to sleep at night, man, just really clear your brain and really think hard. You know, think about something that you're really passionate about. And usually, that usually helps because when you go to sleep and your mind's clear, some of the best ideas come in your brain. And when you wake up, you're like, bam, oh, man, I remember this last night. I want to do this. And you wake up with that confidence that you can do it, you'll be able to do it. Don't let anyone, and I mean anyone, tell you what you can or cannot do, especially when you are willing to put the work to do it and you have the talent. I cannot stress that enough. I've watched plenty of people who have some great dreams and they gave up too soon because of, you know, obstacles and whatnot. And that's what separates different people in this industry, separates different people as being actors, singers, radio hosts, magazines, all that. You have to be able to weather the storm. If you can't weather the storm, you won't be able to enjoy the sunshine. But make sure you do that. All right, so I have some great, great, great news to tell you about Human Canvas. Make sure you go get it. It's about to be a very crazy issue coming out for the beginning of the year. Make sure you go gear up, man. I mean, go buy your subscription, digital subscription, so that you'll be able to be locked in for a year, or you can get it for a six-month subscription or buy them a la carte. So there you go. And you can easily go to buy the print as well. All you do is just go to thespot.com/ Human Canvas Magazine. When you go there, it will like to see all the magazines and be able to check them out and enjoy them. So definitely go do that, man. Get your latest issue, or you can go back and go get some of the back issues. That's what they're there for, to let you have easy access. Because, as I tell people, there's no such thing as an old issue. Because you have an opposite issue that if your first magazine, your first issue was such and such, you may have missed another one. So definitely go back and check them out, man, if you haven't. And get your copy today, man. Can't beat it. All right, so we getting ready to close out our season finale, people. And before we do that, Andrew did a little holiday singing. I might go ahead and do this for holiday singing. So if I had to say one of my favorite songs of all time, and I like it because just especially when people start putting them extra words, I love the little kids add their own little extra words to it. You know, this song has touched me for so many years, has a great movie. They actually celebrated its 50th anniversary. So, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get bold, and I'm going to sing this song. So, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I was going to sing it, and you'll know what the song is once I sing it. All right. Embarrass me. I know I ain't no American Idol contestant or nothing. All right, here we go. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. You know Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Yes, that was a crazy way of ending the last episode of the season. Yeah. All right, everyone, definitely, man, have a happy holidays, man. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. And see you in 2015. But before we do that, we got to remind you, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to an episode of Life at the Dust Live, your boy City J. Check out all the shows at blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ. That's CEDDY, that is J. And the Twitter handle and Facebook and all that are on there. You can actually click straight from there. So, that being said, we out, people. And I'll give you the public service announcement. We always do on Hump Day after Dust Wednesday. And that's if you go to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. We out. See you in 2015, everybody.